What's that?
Second Chance.
Second Chance. I was taking a picture. I wanted to look it up.
Did I get in your way? I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Second Chance Ministries. What do you guys do? My name is James.
James, it's a pleasure. My name's Christopher. This is Jordan coming out the vehicle right now. And what we do is we help people off the streets that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, and we try to whip them back into shape.
Oh, are you guys linked with like some other organization or anything, or?
Well,
Second Chance Ministry in Sebring.
Yes.
Are you linked with like a church or something, or?
We do go to a church, but yeah, this is its own ministry. So the guy who started our program, Aldo Guzman, he completed a drug and alcohol recovery program similar, right? And he met his wife in that program while he was getting clean and sober. His wife just so happened to be a pastor.
Yes.
And that's
his wife was a pastor.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's who he ended up marrying.
Yeah, she wasn't in the program.
Yeah. He just met her while he was in the program.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you guys came up. I've seen other... Is this just around here, or is this all over the place? Because I've seen...
There's other people that sell cakes, yeah.
No. I mean, in this area of Florida, or is it all over the place? Because I travel all over the country, and I think I've seen people doing something similar. It's like, what do you guys have, like bunt cakes or something?
Yes, let me show you.
Yeah, you guys, like, basically working on, like, a donation type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here. I unlocked it twice.
You guys bake these, or you get them, or?
Yeah, we got a guy named Al. We have a bakery at our house.
Oh, wow.
Some more flavors.
Yeah. So what do? You go up to people, explain what your ministry does, and then they
make donations.
We're a completely nonprofit. Oh, okay. Like, we don't get state funding, government funding.
I want to take a picture of that. That's pretty cool.
And nobody ever shows up at our front door trying to hand us money. Self-sufficient, you know?
I hear you.
We take care of ourselves. That's what we do.
So I have a question for you, Rick. Are you guys both followers of Christ?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, so I have a question. This isn't a hard question. This isn't a trap question. Ready?
One second. Yeah.
What's the gospel to eternal life? That if somebody you did visit with somebody and they said, well, what's the gospel to eternal life? How can I know that I will gain eternal life? What would you tell them?
You have to confess your sins to the Lord and be truthful with the Lord. And as it says in the Word, you know, come unto me and I'll take care of you. I mean, I really believe that with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know the clerical or, you know, exactly word for word, but yeah, I believe that. You confess your sins and God's going to always be there for you. Like, I'm a perfect testament to that. When I was a young man, I was a Pentecostal, right? I grew up Pentecostal. And so I got to learn that, and it was like the Old Testament way. So it was like a lot of the rules pertain to the Old Testament.
In the Pentecostals?
In my childhood, yes.
Like what? Give me a rule that's Old Testament that the Pentecostals... Because I'm familiar with Pentecostals. What did they keep that's Old Testament?
So as far as we couldn't go to any beaches, we couldn't go to any, you know, movie theaters.
Well, that's not Old Testament.
A lot of the women couldn't shave their legs. They had to keep long skirts.
I don't know about the shaving legs, but long skirts. But that's not Old Testament. That's New Testament. Paul said, don't conform to the world. Mm-hmm. Peter says, be ye holy. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, come out of the world. So that, I don't agree with Pentecostals. I got to be honest with you. They keep a lot of false ways.
Right.
But those things they were teaching, they actually, there's some things they teach that are actually correct. And that is, you know, if you think about it, if you test all things like Philippians 4:8 says, when you think about it, movie theaters.
Yes.
When you go to a movie theater, what are you seeing? Worldliness.
Yes.
Sometimes violence.
Yes.
Sexual scenes. Mm-hmm. Materialism. Oftentimes antichrist mindsets.
Yes.
So that would be a good thing if you're a seeker of Christ, a Christ follower, to avoid, right?
Right.
So that's not Old Testament. That would be the New Testament.
Okay.
A woman wearing a dress, the Bible actually teaches women to wear dresses.
Yes.
Even in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 2:9 says a woman should wear modest apparel. If you look up the Greek, that means a robe, a long and flowing robe.
Yes.
So... I don't agree with the Pentecostals on many areas, but they did have some things right. It's kind of like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
Jehovah's Witnesses are a cult. They don't even believe Jesus is God. They preach the false gospel. But I have an old saying. Well, it's a famous saying. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes. The Jehovah's Witnesses don't keep Christmas and Easter.
Yes.
Which, if you study the scriptures, that's correct. Those are holidays that were established by the Roman Catholic
pagan
church, and they've been overlaid onto modern Christianity. So they do have some things that are biblical. So, but let's go back to the gospel. So you said it's through Christ, right? And belief in him. Mm-hmm. All right. I would agree with that. What else would you say? Anything else?
What else would you say? I mean,
Here's what I would say. Can I preach the gospel to you?
Absolutely.
I want to give you a gospel card.
Thank you.
I'm a traveling preacher. That's why I noticed
this is
your
awesome.
I noticed your ministry. I wanted to come over. So you start out right. By faith in Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, he comes and shows us God's kingdom. He sheds his blood for us, and he defeats death by rising again. We place our faith in him.
Yes.
Now, that's the beginning. Most people in the American church system stop there and say, well, believe on Jesus, and if you believe on Jesus, all the rest of that stuff doesn't matter because he did it all for you and you just believe on him.
Right.
That's actually not true. He's our foundation. But if you have a foundation, what do you do on a foundation?
You build on it.
Yeah, you don't live on a foundation alone, do you?
Right.
You'd be pretty cold and wet.
Right.
Okay? You build walls and a roof. So by faith, the Bible says Jesus' first ministry words were repent. Nobody today, I shouldn't say nobody, I know a few that do, hardly anyone teaches repentance.
Right.
Most people talk about repentance and they go, well, when you repent, you just feel bad about your sin and you ask God to forgive you knowing you can't help yourself and he died for you. Well, that's part of it. You feel bad and he did die, but guess what the Bible says? Not only do you feel bad, you turn from it.
Mm-hmm.
That
was John's whole thing.
Yeah, well, right? If you know it's bad, well, actually the book of John never mentions the word repentance.
Okay.
All right, but all the other books do. John doesn't. Okay. But if you feel bad about something, you turn and don't do it no more.
Correct.
So the question is, when people would say, I feel bad about my sin, I always say, why do you keep doing it?
Right.
And they go, well, I can't help myself. And I go, the Bible says you can.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the gospel. Faith in Christ, repentance. And here's what you have to repent of. Ready? You got to repent of three main things in this culture, I always tell people. You got to repent of your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Your flesh is ready to get you. It wants you to look at women.
Absolutely.
It wants you to lust for material things. It's going to cause you to cuss. It's going to cause you to do all kinds of things. You got to repent of your flesh and kill it and crucify it with the Spirit of God. You got to repent of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, sports, politics, entertainment
Yes.
is out to destroy you. This is Satan's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is within his people. One day it's coming in glory.
Amen.
And it's going to be physical. But look around you. This is Satan's kingdom. You walk into that place, it's full of harlotry. You walk into another place, it's full of materialism.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in another place, it's full of a bunch of Antichrist books and mindsets,
mm-hmm.
bookstores and things. So you got to repent of your flesh, the culture, and then in America, the third one you got to repent of is man-made religion. It's on every corner.
Absolutely.
Jehovah's Witnesses, Pentecostal, Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Name a denomination and what you will find from every one of them. Ready? Where did they come from? God or man?
Mm.
Where did they come from?
Man. Yeah.
So do you want to follow what man invented or do you want to follow what Jesus invented, his body,
Amen.
In the first century? So that's what you have to repent of, those three things. And then the Bible says, gospel keeps going. You must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just belief. Satan believes.
Right.
It's not just belief. You must, by faith in Christ, you must repent.
Satan knows the Bible better than a lot
yeah.
of us.
Yeah. And the Bible says in Acts 5:32 that he gives the Holy Spirit to those who just kind of want to go to heaven and live their own life. No. It says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Mm-hmm.
Go read that. Acts 5:32. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Yes.
And when you're born again and you're willing to obey God, now he sees a vessel. He'll infuse you with his power and his word. And now, here's the important part. Not over yet. Faith,
mm-hmm.
repentance, you're born again. Now the fruit, you're born again. Are you married or have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. You get married, I'm assuming you're going to be faithful to your wife.
Absolutely.
So would you want her to be faithful to you?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the fruit of that? You work, you take care of her. She supports you. She's faithful to you. You have a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing like I have with my wife.
Yes.
We enter a covenant with God. The fruit we're born of him, holiness and obedience to him, to his word, not to the culture, not to man-made religion, not to your way, not to my way, to the scriptures. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. And we don't live after the culture. We don't live after,
mm-hmm.
we talked about Christmas.
I agree with that.
Christmas, Easter, or pagan, being worldly is not of God. following the culture. The churches today are desperately involved in politics,
oh, yeah,
sports, entertainment, and what they're doing is they're using the world to try to bring people to Jesus. That's impossible. Mm-hmm. Christ said, my sheep are not of this world. Mm-hmm. You have to use the gospel and the truth of God to call people out of the world. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely.
So holiness and obedience is the fruit you're born of God. And then the last part of the gospel, faith, repentance, you must be born again. Holiness and obedience is the fruit. You have to endure in that. So when you get married, I'm married. Every day I got to endure. I could go run with another woman one day and ruin my marriage, couldn't
I? Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Go buy a whore or run with another woman.
Yes. Not
to be graphic, the Bible used the word whore.
It does.
Many times.
It does.
I could go run and do that and destroy my marriage. I have to endure faithfully for my God with my wife every single day. And many people think, this is a big mistake, many people think, well, I came to faith in Christ one time, I beat porn, alcohol, and drugs. Those are good things to beat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more sin than that.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to hell for lies.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Revelation 22, no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. You can go to hell for lust. You can go to hell for worldliness. James 4:4 says, to be a friend of the world. That means if you like the culture, sports, politics, mm-hmm, movies, entertainment, I like this stuff, you're an enemy of God.
Yeah.
Go read James 4:4. So that's the gospel by which men must come. They must be transformed. They must seek the kingdom of God. And on my gospel card, you read it. Two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are
standing. We're born into it.
We're standing right in this kingdom of Satan right now. And we have to repent and rebel against Satan and seek after the kingdom of God. And here's my fear. You guys mentioned this guy's wife was a pastor. These religious systems, even though they do good things, I'm not saying you don't do good things,
right,
but the good things don't outweigh if we're teaching heresy against God's word. There's no such thing as lady pastors in the word of God. Paul says that's sin. Women aren't to teach or rebuke men. If my wife was here, she'd be quietly listening, and she goes out and witnesses the gospel to everybody. But when men are speaking about the words of the word of God, that's feminism.
Yes.
And what was the first sin? What happened?
Oh, the apple or the fruit.
Did Eve tempt her husband to eat the fruit? That's feminism.
Yes.
And so lady pastors are not biblical. So go to my website, don'tperish.com, for free.
Okay.
I don't take people's money. Okay. I retired early. That's our house. We travel the country all over.
That's beautiful.
Street Preach. You can see the gospel there. There's thousands of articles, street preaching videos. We're going to be street preaching in this area this weekend.
Awesome.
And I would encourage you, what you're doing is a good work, okay? It's not a bad work. But if it's not built on the truth of God's word, it's not built on the gospel.
Yes.
And if it's built on lies and heresy, you know what's going to happen on Judgment Day? All these good works are going to be burned up. Because they got to be built on the foundation of Christ. So many, let me give you an example. Salvation Army. Know about them?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever tested them and seen what they're about?
No.
Seem like they do a lot of good stuff, right? Feed people.
Yep.
Okay, they do. They are so compromised nowadays. They have the false gospel. And do you know what they've done? Because they got pressured by the culture, they actually use their money and they have LGBT centers and they have transsexual centers.
Wow.
They are. It's right on their website. We are LGBT friendly.
Friendly. Wow.
Does that sound like something God's word would be?
Absolutely not.
That's what Salvation Army is. And they're in bed spiritually with the NFL. And the NFL is in bed with the LGBT. And so what I'm saying is you got to test. Gospel card, man. I was just preaching to him the gospel. You got to test all these things that you're doing, and whatever isn't in line with God's word, it's going to be burned up, and one sin is going to keep us out of the kingdom of God, even though Christ died for us. Because if we keep sin that we don't repent of, repent means forsake it and give it to God. If we keep one sin, right, that we don't forsake, what's going to happen to us? We're just going to waltz into the kingdom?
No.
What's going to happen? We would walk in holiness and in purity, and we can be transformed and we can be cleansed, but we can't be united to false ways. And I'm going to look up this ministry. I might reach
out.
Did you
have a flyer still?
Yeah, he gave it to me. Is the is your like leader's email or something on there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. No. I'm fine. We're
Please.
Fine. No.
Sure, you
no.
got food?
No, we're fine.
All
we're
right.
fine. No. We're fine. Thank all you. Right. I appreciate that, though. It's a nice gesture. God meets all our needs. I might reach out to him.
Yes.
And I would encourage you guys to go much deeper. I was telling them, you mentioned like lady pastor. There's no lady pastors in the Bible. This is like feminization. And I was just sharing with him about how we have to come via the gospel. Christ shed blood, his death, burial, resurrection, repentance, come out of all these false ways in the world.
Yeah.
Be born again. And if you tell me you're born again, the fruit you're born again is your striving in the holy word. I'm pointing to my phone. That's my Bible. You're striving in the word and you're getting rid of things like Christmas and Easter and worldliness. I notice you smoke. Can I help you? Do you think that's godly or you think that's sinful?
I think it's sinful.
Okay. I pray. What's your first name?
Jordan.
I pray for you to quit that and see what we have to do is we have to kill and crucify our flesh. I used to be and I'm not judging you. Yeah. I'm just helping you. Yeah. I used to be a wicked, worldly man. Drinker, partier, womanizer, fighter.
Of sin. I know.
Right. But you got to keep going. See, we can't just turn from one sin and then say, well, I got rid of the big one. I'll live in these little ones. Yeah. How many sins threw man out of the garden?
One. Just eating
that. Can I preach something to you? The rich man comes to Jesus. I'm going to let you guys go. The rich man comes to Jesus, and he says, how do I inherit eternal life? Jesus knows his heart, knows the future, knows everything, right? Knows the past. And Jesus says, keep the commandments. Yeah. And the guy says to the Lord, he says, I've done that my whole life. Go read this account. You notice something? Jesus doesn't go, I know the past. Like the woman at the well when he said, you've had five husbands. He knew her past. Yeah. Jesus doesn't say, I know your past. You're a liar. You don't keep the law. Jesus says, one thing you lack. Jesus looked in his heart and Jesus looked in his past being God and said, he does keep the law. One thing you lack, he said. And the guy said, you know, what's that? And Jesus said, go get rid of your stuff. Give it to the poor. Come follow me. And it says the man walked away sorrowful. Why do you think he walked away sorrowful? Because he loved his stuff more than God and he won't enter the kingdom of God. So one sin that we love more than God, which we won't surrender and fight against, will keep us out of the kingdom of God. One thing. That's my plea to you guys. Check out my website. Glad I met you.
God bless you.
I love you guys. Seek the kingdom with all that you are. Tell your leader. Have him email me.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to him.
Absolutely.
God be praised.